This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. With statewide drought conditions in mind, California has quickly and quietly revised its building and plumbing codes to effectively legalize the use of residential gray water. That is, water from sinks, showers, or washing machines that is recycled for landscaping uses outside of the home. Dwayne Starnes, Deputy Director of Sonoma County's Permit and Resource Management Department, says the new rules, which went into effect August 4th, cover four types of gray water systems.
They have what's called a single fixture system or a clothes washer system, which does not require a permit. They have a simple system, which is less than 250 gallons a day, a complex system, which is more than 250 gallons a day, and then they have a very small section on indoor use of gray water.
They're a pretty radical improvement over what was in place beforehand.
Art Ludwig is a Santa Barbara landscape designer who has been advocating for gray water use for nearly 30 years.
The biggest change is that you can do a laundry-only gray water system or a laundry plus one other fixture system legally without a permit or an inspection.
Ludwig estimates there are already 1.7 million gray water systems installed throughout the state, virtually all of them bootlegged by homeowners unwilling to deal with the prior regulations, which actively sought to discourage the practice. The relaxed new rules won't affect those properties, but they do open the door for professional installations for others.
The absence of usable gray water standards has done nothing to prevent homeowners from installing systems, but what it has done is prevented professionals like plumbers and landscapers, contractors, from installing systems. So the big change is actually for professionals and people who would rather write a check than drill holes through their walls.
In Sonoma County, Starnes says, such a project would still require a plumbing permit at a cost of $65 to $100.
For single fixture systems, which is going to be 95% of what's being used out there, we're not looking at requiring a permit for the gray water system itself, but if they do anything to the plumbing to accommodate the gray water system, they'll need to get a plumbing permit for that.
Under the new rules, Ludwig predicts, the most widely used gray water systems will be ones that just use the outflow from the household washing machine.
This current state-of-the-art is a system that actually uses the washing machine's own pump to pressurize the water all the way out to the landscape. The advantage of that is that you can use smaller diameter tubing that doesn't need to be laid sloping 2% the whole way down to the plants. You can actually even go back uphill a little bit.
This can be especially beneficial for septic system users, Ludwig adds, as diverting the laundry water can reduce the frequency of tank pumping and prolong the life of the leach lines. In the few weeks since the new codes have become effective, Starnes says he has yet to see anyone come into the PRMD office inquiring about gray water. But he adds, that's not really surprising.
The old regulations were so stringent that nobody really bothered doing it. Now, hopefully, information's getting out there to folks that it is available for them to do. And 95 or more percent are going to be doing the single fixture systems, which don't require permits, so we're probably not going to see them anyway.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.